Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
She's superb.
For me.
She be right there when I call. She pick me up when I fall. She so supportive and she got the morals and I'm so in love with it all. She got the shit that I need. And I am the guy of her dreams. She my little rider, she my little partner. Is it cause a nigga get paid? Oh baby, is it my thug, it's rugged ways. Even if I didn't have nothing, she'll be here to stay, ay. And she love me for me.
For me, for me, for me.
Yeah, she loves me for me.
For me, for me.
She do.
Me.
And she loves me for me.
For me, for me.
She do.
For me.
And she loves me for me.
For me, for me.
She do.
For me.
I thank God for the first time that a nigga ever seen your face. So beautiful, I want you to know you would never have to worry about a thing. You would never have to worry about lames. Never have to worry about games. The type that made me change my ways. Probably get a nigga that name. And I fuck with you and I mean it. Your love is all that I'm feeling. When I'm next to you, I'm so comfortable. And I comfort you when you need it. I gotta make the moves and go get it. She don't come in between my business. She is such a queen and it is such a dream for her to love and care for my cherry. All I want and everything that I needed. My expectations been over exceeded. Made some mistakes that I never repeated. All of my side pieces, they got deleted. I promise you, baby, we gonna make it. We go through struggles, but they'll never break us. We elevated, we meditated. We see the vision, then infiltrated, babe. Hey, let's go and get to the money. Promise to keep it a hundred. Yeah, babe.
She be right there when I call.
She do.
She pick me up when I fall.
Promise.
She so supportive and she got the morals and I'm so in love with it all.
So in love with it
she
all.
Got the shit that I need.
Do.
And I am the guy of her dreams.
I am.
She my little rider, she my little partner. Is it cause a nigga get paid?
What is it?
Oh baby, is it my thug, it's rugged space.
What is
it? Even if I didn't have nothing.
She'll be here to stay.
She'll be here to stay, bro.
Hey.
Yeah.
And she loves me for me.
For me. For me. For me.
Yeah, she loves me for me.
For me. For me.
She do.
Hey. Me.
And she loves me for me.
For me. For me.
She do.
For me.
And she loves me for me.
Me. For me. For me.
Yeah. You loving me for me. I stole your heart, baby. That's just the thief in me. You get the D for me. Dead all the rest and they don't get no grief from me. She roll a weed for me. Shorty so cool that she even hold heat for me. I know that she for me. Shorty ain't one and she ain't tryna be for me. Over no he said, she said. Less is costing me bread. If not, we maintain. Stay on our A game. Working out and eating healthy. When I struggle, shorty help me. looking rich and thinking wealthy. I talked to God, he must have felt me. I keep a smiling in them selfies. Swag champ, you got to belt me. I'm out here like I paid the bell fee. These the cards that life has dealt me. So I told Ace every king need a queen. No, I can't jack anything in between. Shorty a 10 and that thing in them jeans. It was 9-8 when I swing through the scene. She in that 7, that Beamer is clean. He in that 6 and that thing looking mean. 5 for the back, got a swing in Celine. 3-2-1, that's that ding ding in the ring. See, I'm just a vibe, you won't find nowhere. Once I'm by your side, you won't need no one else.
She be right there when I call.
She do.
She pick me up when I fall. She so supportive and she got the morals and I'm so in love with it all. She got the shit that I need. And I am the guy of her dreams. She my little rider, she my little partner. Is it cause a nigga get paid? Oh baby, is it my thug, it's rugged ways. Even if I didn't have nothing,
she'll be here to stay. Ay. And she love me for me.
For me.
I need to stop playing what I
she loves me for me.
For me.
I got me and you, but you
and she
know
loves
that.
Me for me.
Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? This your girl, Jazzy B, and you are now tuned in to Monster UX Radio Karma Cafe Thursday night. And let me check in with my girl, Miss Unbelievable, over here. Miss Unbelievable.
Hey, 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 hey. How are you? How are you?
How are you?
I'm so good.
So what you got going on tonight, Miss Lady?
Well, you know, I had to work tonight, so came home, and, you know, I said, let me just chill out, got a busy weekend, and, you know, turned on the TV, watched a little bit, you know, see what's going on.
All right. I've been on the highway all day, man. I was so happy to get home and get on the radio. Man, this grind don't ever stop.
Going on with you?
Man. What are we finna talk about tonight, Miss Lady? On Karma Cafe. We got a topic for tonight.
Do I have a topic for tonight?
You know, E-Monster left us to take over the station tonight. I don't know why he did this, but I think he might be lady tonight on Karma Cafe.
Well, you know, usually when we do Karma Cafe, we talk about either relationships or who's bumping who or whatever. So, you know, I've been watching a little bit who's bumping who, who's doing what. What you think, okay, now for real, what you think about Usher saying, you know, let me be allegedly, disclaimer, put it out there, what we talk about on U.S. Monster U.S. Radio may not be what the people want to hear, but you know, whatever, disclaimer, about more women coming out saying that he has affected them with herpes.
Listen, I'm gonna play another song, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about this topic.
and okay, let's talk about a little bit more. Play some music, but what would happen if someone gave you that? How was your response?
Listen, Jazzy is violence.
Okay, hey, Jazzy. Play that music and we'll come back to it.
I'll put my disclaimer out there before we go on commercial break so the people will know.
Okay.
We're going to play some David Corey. Up and down. Let's play that, and then we're going to come back and talk about these juicy topics you just brought up.
We live, y'all.
You should be paid. Girl, I'm just saying that you do me so good, good, good. You drive me crazy. What you do with your hands? Didn't know it was possible. You understand. Said I work so hard, so I should get to play hard too. I never wanna be disrespectful, but I know that you love it too. I know I have your heart, and you know you got mine too. And we can do whatever we want, cause it's me and you. You know I love when you're sexing me, but even more when you're on your knees. And you know how to set me free. You know I love when you're on your knees. When you go up and down, can we go another round? Girl, you're doing something brand new. You know I love it, I love. When you go up and down, I just wanna see your face. Make it look good, babe. Real good, babe. What you wanna say? Brain, I need your love and affection, cause no one give me the same. No hands when you do it, ever when you get right to it. When you say that you love me, you know how to prove it. Said I work so hard, so I should get to play hard too. I never wanna be disrespectful, but I know that you love it too. I know I have your heart, and you know you got mine too. And we can do whatever we want, cause it's me and you. You know I love you, when you're sexing me. But even one more word when you're on your knees. And you know how to set me free. You know I love when you're on your knees.
We back.
Hey, hey.
It's about goddamn time.
What up?
Yeah, I'm still out here out and about working still. But yeah, I'm gonna get it together. But hey, we still had to get it together and be monstrous tonight. Karma Cafe. Ooh, wait, I got some move. I don't know if I should vent. I don't know. I got some things in my route and people up. Might start to fight. Everybody might get 30 days.
We already got money on the books. We always got somebody's money on the books. Let's hear it.
You know we running head first into trouble. Let's do it.
Well, check it out. Here's something I want to vent about. You know what I mean? And it's just a discussion, people. Just for us to talk about some things to talk about. You know, and it's gonna get a little touchy. It is what it is. I usually don't like to go down this road, but hey, I'm gonna go there anyway because it's something that I bet you a lot of people go through. If I went through this bullshit, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there that go through the same type of shit. I'm just going to say like this. How many times have you went to a place to get a job, get in, you thought everything was good, everything was copacetic, you show up on time, Everything's perfect. You show up with a new with a great attitude on the new day. You got a new attitude. Everything's superb. And then this type of bullshit happens. My first day on the job, when less than an hour, I'm on a forklift. Boom truck. There's another dude on a forklift boom truck. I'm not going to say what race he is, but you'll figure it out. Fuck was this motherfucker singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariots. You dig? Why? Why would you sing that? Is it because I'm here? You dig? I mean, when's the last time you heard somebody at the job site, any race, singing the old spiritual Negro song? I'll wait.
Never.
I'll wait. I'll give y'all a couple minutes.
Never. I have been working in factories for over 10 years. Never have I ever.
Why?
Was it the other color? Never. Never.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, ooh, you know how, oh my goodness. See, like, people don't understand. Only minorities really understand what this means when they say you have to pull yourself back from doing certain things to other people. I know a lot of people say be bigger than the situation, but it's about, it's the principle, Pookie. It's the principle, Smokey. You dig? Don't play with my money. Don't play with my emotions. And don't act like we friends and you know we not. You dig? Here's another example, right? Here's a guy that I know. Something happened to him. It was reversal. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
I was asking you, could I get that as a drop? That little quote you just said, can I get that as a commercial drop so I can post it on my timeline?
Yeah, we can make that happen. But, here's another situation. I don't think people think about the things they say sometimes. Sometimes you could joke with somebody who's not in the motherfucking mood. 100%
right.
Not in the motherfucking mood. Or you playing with somebody in a way that they don't play. It's not that they don't like you or, you know, it's da-da-da, but it's just not the way they was raised. Here's an example.
Right.
It was a total reverse situation, right? Okay, the dude's initials are BL, right? The dude's initial is BL. They thought because of who he looked like, cool looking dude, whatever, they was going to say on his first day, oh, BL? Oh, okay, that's your name, like Butlick, right? What man says that to another man when you just met him? My homie jumped in that motherfucker's face and was like, what'd you just say to me? You dig? So just because you a boss or whatever, don't mean you ain't got to respect somebody. I'm just saying, because respect will be paid.
You know how many bosses...
It will be paid.
You know how many I have completely cussed all the way out because they thought they could talk to me any kind of way?
Right, and you know what? I used to make... Go ahead, Jazzy.
I was gonna say that's one thing I don't play about. You're not gonna talk to me any way you feel like you can talk to me. That is one of my pet peeves right there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And you know what? I used to laugh when people be like, black folks are the only people that go to work and tell their boss what they gonna do today. That should be real though. They're like, nah, bro, I'm not doing that today. No, mm-hmm. We're not doing that today. We the only one tell our boss that shit.
I know I go in talking about, oh, I ain't doing that. Oh, I'm not working that time. Oh, no, let's go back and check the schedule. I'm not doing that. You need to change it to that time. I'm not doing that. You need to change it to that time. Yeah, and I'm only working 2 out of 3 days this week, so we got to figure that out. Thank you.
And I'm taking my lunch break every day at 11:30.
Hey,
this is how we do.
And if you notice that I'm gone longer than I'm supposed to, don't come look for me. I'll be back.
Right.
Don't send nobody.
Because whoever you send, go get cussed out. Like, what you doing? What? I'm doing what I do. I'll be back over there. Calm down. I ain't going nowhere. I'm just on my break. Get it?
And you better not watch the pay. You better leave my money alone. Oh, what did you do with my money? Oh, no, baby. Go fix that. I better see that effect on my next check that you corrected that. Don't be messing with my time. I checked in, checked out. I got back when I got back. Like, for real. That's how you got to do it. Like,
Right. Give me all of my money. Get it? All of my. I showed up on time. I want my motherfucking check on time. I'm just saying, fuck with your boy. You dig? So, you know, those are a couple of things I wanted to vent about, some things I've been seeing going on. You know what I mean? I got something else I want to vent about, but I'm going to say that one for a little bit later. Ain't as harsh as that one, but it's still going to rattle your mind because it got to me, man. Ooh, sometimes people, they just don't.
I got a lot of stuff I want to vent about, but I'm going to keep it all to myself for right now.
You say what?
I said, I got a whole lot of shit I want to vent about, but I'm going to keep it all to myself for right now.
Oh, well, damn. Well, let us. Right. I mean, it's unbelievable. We over here venting and shit. She's talking, I got problems, but I'm going to hold it in. Wait, what? This is why
I got to keep it to myself. Because you know how my anger gets? You know, my anger goes to very, very high, dangerous levels. And I can actually pull up on somebody. So, I'm going to keep it down there. You know, we had a discussion the other day. I was talking about some shit. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
Pull up on them, kid.
So in other words, she's saying she might get in her feelings at any time and just be like, fuck both of y'all and hang up on us.
Get it. Right.
That's what
I saw. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard it. She was like, I'm going to have to, you know, hone this in because if it come out, Karma Cafe going to be early quick. It going to be a 30 minute and a set hour. We got that. And then she was like, okay, so y'all ain't hear me and y'all too far. So y'all will be like, okay, you got your half of the book money because I'm going to need it all. I'm just saying.
See,
and then
we're
going to have to have an early arrival to Georgia before September. That's just what I heard.
She heard all of it. That's what I said.
I heard that.
Every word.
I heard that.
Oh, snap. Well, hey, check it out, y'all. I got to, like I said, I'm still working right now. I'm still working. So, hey, I got to run in here to Home Depot before and get some of your stuff, some materials I got to get. I didn't realize it's almost 9:30. Oh, Lord. I'm going to call right back in, though. So, you guys do what you do. Play some music, whatever. Continue to talk. And I'm going to call you guys back in like 10, 15 minutes. Okay?
I'm finna go play this little song over here, and then we're gonna come back and check in with our other guests that we got called in.
That's what's up. Oh, you got other guests? That's what's up. All right, y'all. All right, I'll call you back in a minute. All right.
Miss Unbelief. And don't forget, when we come back, we gotta talk about the little harp situation.
Yeah, we definitely gonna talk about that. I'm fixing to play some Compton Menace Eastside. And we're gonna come back and talk about that little case he got.
Woo! We live, y'all. Monsters Radio.
Yeah. Everybody wonder what I do, right?
Prince
Real nigga shit. Jay.
I like to ride through the east side. I like chilling with bitches, drinking and getting high. I like to pull up a Chevy that's in sky high. I like to pull up on haters and look them in the eyes. I got the north on the east side. I got the whole world screaming out east side. I get the money, then I gotta hit the east side. So I gotta kill a bitch from the east side. You better know them niggas know me on the west side. I caught a flight, they even know me on the west side. My dead homies couldn't wait to meet left eye. Yeah, I love when niggas trip, they get chest tied. You know I love it when I'm rolling through the east side. Gotta say it twice, motherfuckers, the east side. Why the Texas niggas tell that I'm G-Life? The love selling dope, getting money in the street life. I said homies at the party on the east side. East side, looking like a club and it's getting right. East side, strap, but we trying to have a good night. East side, water, but they know we live a good life. East check, I like to ride through the east side. I like chilling with bitches, drinking and getting high. I like to pull up a Chevy that's in sky high. I like to pull up on haters and look them in the eyes. I got the north on the east side. I got the whole world screaming out east side. I get the money, then I gotta hit the east side. That's why I gotta keep a bitch from the east side. They know I'm ordered, I'm loaded, rocking and rolling. The bitches, they want their pockets are swollen. And the haters gon' wonder where pocket holding. Tell them something, they never gon' know that my pocket stolen. I like to go and buy a car, put it in the bank. And I still got a Pyrex in the sink. And I still stack $100,000 in the bank. And I still pay $20 in the tank. Pay a nigga from the east side. They know that they loving the way that he ride. They like a snake in a tank on a heat rock. Side niggas in his cane with a sheetrock. Check, I like to ride through the east side. I like chilling with bitches, drinking and getting high. I like to pull up a Chevy that's in sky high. I like to pull up on haters and look them in the eyes. I got the north on the east side. I got the whole world screaming out east side. I get the money, then I gotta hit the east side. That's why I gotta keep a bitch from the east side. Check, I like to ride through the east side. I like chilling with bitches, drinking and getting high. I like to pull up a Chevy that's in sky high. I like to pull up on haters and look them in the eyes. I got the north on the east side. I got the whole world screaming out east side. I get the money, then I gotta hit the east side. That's why I gotta keep a bitch from the east side.
All right, y'all, we back. This is your girl, Jazzy D. You are tuned in with Monster US Radio Karma Cafe. Miss Unbelievable.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
let me go check in with our other guests here, see who we got on the line.
All right. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, you heard that ding in your ear. Who we got checking in with us tonight?
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Maybe they need to get
a little shot.
Uh-oh, you got to be monster. It's coming on here.
So we're gonna put them back on. Yeah, damn. Let's talk about it. Then let's talk about this Usher case.
Yes.
So unbelievable.
So he is.
Usher is
dropping around millions.
Hey, I've been seeing all these memes. They got. They is killing him. He ain't never gonna live this down.
Okay, Jazzy, first of all, do you believe it's true?
I mean, I don't know, because, you know, social media is a motherfucker. You know, you got to look at all sides of this. And now saying that his wife is suing him for some more money because she had one of their kids tested and found out I read, and you know, this shit is going around. Like, it's in another case came out
You know, paid the one girl $1.1 million, supposedly. I don't know if you were doing this, Usher, but I hope you're not, Pumpkin, because you are too fine for that, first of all. And if you are, baby, bless your heart.
But Jazzy, if you are, I mean, alert somebody. Let somebody have that option to say, yeah, I'm risking it, and yeah, I'm not. But if you're doing it and you're like, oh, the green stuff coming out, and she's still saying I'm going, come on, that ain't right. That's disrespectful to know you have it. And you're not sharing it and saying that you have it.
Right. Yeah. Listen. This is my disclaimer. Y'all heard me put my disclaimer out before we went on commercial break. You might as well call your mama, have her pick out your funeral arrangements, bro, because I'm finna kill you. I'm talking about for real. You can't even make it, bro. I can't let you make it. I cannot. I done went a whole 34 years. I ain't never had nothing. This motherfucker is squeaky clean. And you, for you to just, you know, no, bro, I can't let you make it. This is a duel down here. You got to take that head. You can't. I had to breathe.
Jazzy.
I had to breathe.
Okay. It's been 42 years for me. And ain't nothing. Not a STD, ITIEOE, whatever the little quotations are, whatever they are. Never. She's girl. I freak out even when I get a yeast infection. I'd be like, oh, yep. I forgot. I wore them color panties. You know, you can't. You got to stick with the whitey tighties because of your imbalances. But okay, I got that. Okay. But just imagine a thought. That you're going to give me an incurable disease? Incurable. Like, they have no cure. Like, there's nothing. Like, I will be burning every day. Like every day I got to see something. Like, no, ma'am. Mm-mm. I would kill him. I probably would kill him, too. I would kill him. I would be like,
you
gotta go. Like, your casket is ticked out.
I'm gonna have to live with this for the rest of my life. You gotta go. You gotta go. There is no
apology. There's no apology. There's no nothing you can say to make it right. But I guess, okay. But okay, Jazzy, that's almost like someone giving you HIV or AIDS, though, too. Like, that's just uncurable stuff. Like, that is not what's up.
That shit, you know, the old folks used to say, this shit Ajax can't wash off.
Right. If you can't boil it in the jacks, you better get up on or you better keep it moving. Wow. But you're famous, though, you know, and you're famous for what your music that puts you in that mood. And then you're that one that's, man, making the mood just mute because you're giving out herpes. I don't even know if I can look at your music the same. Like, was you burning and doing it when you was?
I don't give a fuck what he is doing. I can't take his music away from him. I cannot. I still love his music. He ain't burnt me.
What? But I mean, every time I think about it, old Jazzy, I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna be like, I would kill you. I don't know. I'm just saying he's a bomb artist. But far as listening, like, nigga, you, man, I would always have that in the back of my mind, like, you giving out herpes. Like,
every time you hear it, let it.
I like you, man. I can't even hear it the same. Or this is my confession. Like, come on. Did you forgot to tell us that? When your chick on the side, this is what you got?
He been telling y'all for years.
Like,
y'all just went listening. You feel me?
Man.
Y'all went listening. He gave He gave y'all Let It Burn. He gave y'all Confessions. Y'all wasn't listening. Y'all was not listening.
They wasn't listening at all. They was like, oh, he's so cute. That's Aisha. Yeah, y'all, listen. He was confessing. Part one and part two. Stop playing. He was confessing in part one and part two. We wasn't paying attention. Just like R. Kelly was giving us 12 play. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to them girls that got locked up. I mean, they just right, you know, hey. We wasn't listening. We wasn't paying more closer attention.
Listen to the words of the song.
Oh my gosh.
How did you come up with the name of this song, Let It Burn? What were you really trying to say?
Right. What were you really trying to tell us? Were you burning, or was something burning that you needed to tell us?
He was giving us.
Or were you burning? But she said, no, okay, allegedly, the lady said that there was some green stuff coming. Now, okay, let's keep it 100. If
hold
you
on,
see
hold on, wait.
Some.
About the green, hold on, wait a minute. Time out. I didn't know about no green stuff. What green stuff? Where the green stuff
okay,
came from?
So allegedly, in one of the stories that was being told by the female, she said that there was some green stuff coming out of his penis, and she asked him, what was that? He said, oh, it was nothing. The doctors told him it was nothing, and she believed him, and she continued on to have sex with him. Okay.
Yeah.
One-on-one says, if it ain't clear, you know what I'm saying? Or have a little bit of, not cloudy, but if it's a little creamy, then, you know, it's edible. Ain't nothing green edible or drinkable at all.
Listen,
just
first
saying.
Of all, if I see some green shit coming out of your dick, bruh, I'm finna get up and I'm finna go the other way. Fuck you mean? It ain't finna be no, okay, I believe you. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. Bitch, you had to be the dumbest motherfucker and you seen the green shit and you
Jazzy.
Still
if I see some green stuff, we can move on again. I'm taking you myself and dropping you off at the red door, okay? The door is opening and I'm throwing you up in there because something ain't right. I'm just saying. That ain't normal. That's not normal. And if it's green, therefore, it's been there for a long time and you ain't went and got nothing for it. That means it done infested. It done produced some other stuff. Like, it done grown. It done, it done caused some odors and all that.
Listen. Move on to the next subject. Damn.
Okay.
Listen. If you are out here listening to Monster US Radio, please get that fixed, Pumpkin. Please. Just stop fucking. That's the best solution for you. Because you're gonna go broke, my nigga. Stop it. Let it go.
Yes.
Let it burn. Let your desires burn to stop. For real. Man, give it up. We're going to go to another commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some more shit. You are tuned in to Carmel Cafe with Miss Jazzy B and Miss Unbelievable. And we finna play this Coley on Loud featuring Young Dolph, California.
Thank you.
back. Yeah. Blowing smoke out the roof, cookies to be exact. I'm always in Cali, cause this is where it's at. Bitches bug good weather, what you know about that? Where all the fly bitches ride Benzes and Beamers. They either wanna be an actress or a singer. I'm at the strip club on Sunset, throwing singles. With this bad bitch from Compton, on Lena. Breaking down backwoods, rolling gasoline up. Left the Laugh Factory, pulled up in Inglewood. I fuck with some Chris and I fuck with some Bud. And I fuck with some S.A. My stash house in the valley. Welcome to my palace. Just went and killed two shows out in Dallas. Selling OG from L.A. and Drake from the Bay.
All right, and we back from the commercial break. I'm going to go ahead and play this quick little song by Feng Shui the Kid called 30 Rounds. This is what you'll get if you burn me.
These niggas still talking on fucking Facebook and Instagram. What do you do there? I'm finna pull up on all these niggas blocking, showing what's up, man. Feng Shui the Kid, bam, man.
Pull up to it block with a 30 round. that's a man down. I'm just a young nigga in the trout selling drugs. That pussy tried to play me, so I hit him with them slugs. 12 pull up, we don't say shit. It's a first 48, you better catch me if you can. 30 round clip, bitch, I walk with a limp. That 4-5 on my side with a 30 clip. Pull up to it, block and let that bitch rip. Bitch, I feel like 21 Savage. Huh? You cannot hang with the gang. Red flag, bitch, we all bang. Pull up to it, block. Watch them pussy run. That 30 on my tilt. 100 round clip. I love my fucking 30. It just get it in.
Pull up to it, block with a 30 round.
Pull up to it, block with a 30 round.
Pull up to it, block with a 30 round.
Pow, pow, shot. That's a man down.
A man
pull up to it, block with a 30 round.
Pull up to it, block with a 30 round.
Pull up to it, block with a 30 round.
Pop, pop, shot, five. That's a man down.
All right. And we back at it again. Y'all tuned in to Monster US Radio. And we are back. We back. And we got...
We live, y'all.
Turn around.
Monster.
What up?
Pull up on the block, busting 30 rounds. You know what it is. Yelling out the window. Get it? Motherfuckers. That's what's up. That's that cut right there. For real, for real. When you ready to let some steam go? Yeah, that's it right there. That feng shui. The kid. Yeah, that's right there. That's it right there. Yeah.
Hey, Mom, here we go. What's happening? Why you waiting on the radio, or was you waiting? You was working.
No, I was in. I was in the store. I ain't gonna end up going back to the job site, so I'm here for the rest of the show.
All right, so let me get your opinion on this Usher situation.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah. Usher.
Okay. Let's talk about what's going on with Usher. Yeah. I don't know. What's going on?
Sure. Oh, y'all know he is up. You got it, Jazzy?
It's unbelievable. Go ahead. I'll let you do it.
Go Jazzy, because you can find out some more information.
Y'all bullshitting. Y'all just got me on hold waiting. Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so allegedly.
I'm
going to
tell him what. Go ahead.
Y'all about to make me pull up on the block and bust that around. Come on.
We're just being so respectful. Go ahead, Jazzy.
Okay, I was going to say, I'll tell him the topic, and you can just go over the little piece that you read just then. The topic is, you know, Usher is spreading herpes around, allegedly. He had to pay a girl $1.1 million for giving her herpes. And then... You know, another girl came out and she wanted, I think she wanted like $5 million. And then supposedly his wife is suing him for $50 million because she found out that one of their kids tested positive for herpes.
Oh,
and then it was, hold on, you have to get all the information. There's more.
Okay.
Allegedly, one of the young ladies said that, you know, he had green stuff coming out of his penis, and she asked him about it, and he was like, oh, it's nothing. My doctor said I didn't have anything. You're good. So, So.
Okay.
Your thoughts.
And then there's the piece I'm that I just sent you, Miss Unbelievable.
Yes. That allegedly Hazel, from Love and Hip Hop, right? Or Malaysia. Malaysia.
Yeah, Malaysia.
Which one was supposed to give it? Hazel? Was it Hazel who was giving it out or Malaysia?
She's saying Hazel gave it to him.
Oh, yeah.
She said she has that she gave it to him.
Wait, did you say she said she had proof?
So what? Yes, she said she had proof of who gave it to him.
That an email went out in 2009. She was letting all her partners know at that time that she was infected. Allegedly.
Okay. So, I'm going to say, I guess all I can say is, if you fucked with Usher and you had to let it burn, you probably should pull up on this block with 30 rounds. Damn, Usher. Fuck, boy, what the hell is going on? I don't even like to get in people's business, dog, but you fucking up the game. God damn. What the hell? And I mean, okay, and here's another one. When motherfuckers start claiming claiming victims? I mean, it is what it is. Put it out there, mama. I put it out there. If he got it from you, he got it from you. But, I mean, when they start doing that, that's the first time I've ever heard
it. I mean, but she's not saying, the girl who is saying it, she's not saying that she got it from him. She got evidence of the person that he got it from.
Oh, okay.
But you know, anytime you have anything and you go to the health department, they make you call all the partners that you have been with.
Yeah, if you don't call them, they'll call them.
They call them for you.
Do they?
Well,
I used to work. I let y'all know I don't be up in there. Do they?
Listen, I used to work at the health department. I swear, I never seen so many people come in like, I'm this, you know what I'm saying? They get tested, come out positive. How many partners you got? Man, the list be long as fuck. Like, God damn, is you not taking no breaks? I mean, how did you? I do good to get one in a month. You got a whole
list. Well, you know. Well, damn, y'all just got me looking like I'm nasty. So what? My nuts was dusty at one time. You dig? I was a teenager. It is what it is. But yeah, they definitely will call some motherfucker. That's the thing. Look at you dead in your eyes. Who else you had sex with? And the shares of the motherfucker. You're like, damn. Such and such. What do you want to call or shall we call? Well, damn. Can I at least try to call them first? Because it's going to look a little funny if you call. Because I'm a at least let me explain myself. You hear? but yeah, they giving it fierce to the motherfuckers. Yeah, but this is the part where I guess I don't know how it went down, but I'm gonna tell everybody out there, if you see something that's an odd color other than the color of flesh, don't do it. It ain't no good. It's spoiled. It's rotten. It's past the expiration. They don't do it. I'm going to ask my white green. Oh, it's all right. The doctor said you good. See, I would have. It is what it is. We had issues.
And for the female.
We would have issues.
And for the female, it was green and she seen it. I just want to let the rest of y'all females know. And in case any of y'all are dumb like her. You know, cum is like a creamy color.
you know, white a little bit, maybe, but it's really clear. Mm-hmm. In case y'all didn't know, you know, if you don't
okay,
know what
first of all, Jazzy and E, what happened to exploring and look to make sure it's all good? Like, you know,
I'm inspecting everything from you. Hey, I'm looking.
Trill.
I need to see.
Trill, tell it.
I'll take your socks off too. Well, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking. I'm doing the test. I'm doing the rub and the lip, you know, and the hand, you know, you got to. Okay, is that clear? Okay, let me see. You know, I'm doing the rub test first on the head, and then I'm seeing, okay, it's good, okay. You may not know that's what I'm doing, but hey, that's what I'm doing. I mean, come on, you know, rubbing up and down to make sure there's no little lesions or anything like that. Like, what? Like, really?
I got OCD. Bird, don't even put on your socks. Take them off too. I need to see everything. I'm talking about for real.
Let me look. I'm studying.
If
anything.
Oh shit. I can't blame you. I'm the same motherfucking way. Get it?
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Don't tell me you don't be inspecting, you foster. I was about to say, don't tell me you don't be inspecting, because I know you do. You better.
Oh, yeah. I'll stick your motherfucking left leg all up like a motherfucking gynecologist. Like, let me see. You got any old scars on this motherfucker? Any curious hair bump? Because, you know what I mean? If you ain't shaving, I'll shave it for you, because I need to see the skin.
I need to see the skin.
You got to do all that shit. Is it spoiled? No, it's cool. You did? All that shit, you know what I mean? I mean, why you smell? Yeah. Okay, it's cool, but if it smell like booty, I mean, that ass ain't clean. That's an issue. You know, because, like, I can be real. Like, me, I'm the type of person, maybe I got to reverse. I don't know. But if you can't keep your fingernails, your toenails, and all them things trimmed up and supposed to be done like they're supposed to, ain't no telling what else you letting go. This is
I agree.
I agree totally.
It is. I mean, what would y'all think if a man walked upon y'all just musty every day? I mean, just musty.
Ooh.
Come on, bruh. Come on. If them is your armpits.
A nigga was just trying to holler at me in the store, no lie. And I looked at his hands, and his nails were so dirty. And I was like, damn, bruh, you need a manicure. Your nails dirty as fuck. He just looked at me. I was like, that's not good. I walked out of the store.
Right.
You been doing? Have you been digging?
I thought about it like that.
Nigga.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about his nails are dirty. He ain't washed his hands. Listen, his nails were so dirty, it was like he didn't wash his hands in 2 weeks.
Oh.
I was like, I don't know. He went to touch my hand. I smashed back so fast, like, No, look at your nails.
Listen.
You gonna get my dirty.
Oh snap! Oh, I feel you. Mm-hmm.
Shit!
You gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You don't get me a virus through the phone. I'm gonna pull up on your block.
Yep, I got that song stuck in your head. It's stuck in my head, too. We did have another caller.
I know, huh?
And I had offered them. while ago, but they didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They might want to talk now.
Okay, one number. Okay.
It's a 3060 number. Let me check and see. Hello, you heard that beep. Hello, hello. You are tuned in with Monster Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Cheerio, old chap. Speak up. Hello? Come on now. We're here for you.
Can you hear me, baby boo?
What's up,
baby? Yeah, we hear you.
Number one photo.
What's good?
Go ahead, man. We try to get you to the phone.
I was listening on that Usher. That Usher, I just crushed. I'm crushed. He's like my favorite. And like,
he crushed me too. Like, I'm like, but you too fine for that. You went all these years without no damage. And this is massive.
He broke up with his wife.
Massive.
He broke up with his wife in 2010 and contracted and went back with her. She should have just stayed gone. How you going to sue
right. her? Now she just got to let it burn. Wow. Yeah,
this is what I don't understand, though. If they kid got it, how the wife don't got it? Because she's saying she clean. She don't got nothing.
Well, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. It would have to be some nasty house to get it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna have to left some kind of fluid on the toilet. They fluid got mixed up. That's just nasty, though. How did the kid get it, though?
Right.
And how long did the kid have it? Come on, that don't make no sense.
It don't.
If the mama don't got it, then how did the kid get it? What I want to know.
And then which kid got it? Because if it's the oldest, then the youngest would have it if she's coming out the vagina. Then you have it. It's not making
sense. Right. I mean, unless he had like an open sore or something like that around when he had the kid or something like that and infected it that way, because, you know, obviously we all know sexual contact is not the only way you can get it. I'll be honest with you guys, and please don't let this change any views on anything. This is just my own personal thing. Like, my son had wanted to wrestle. I didn't let my son wrestle. He couldn't understand why. Because wrestling is one of the highest rated ways of men getting herpes. You're not supposed to wrestle when you have an open sore or something like that in wrestling. But somebody just ends up wrestling and passing the shit. Through wrestling, high school. No, you cannot wrestle, boy. You'll have to do something else. You dig? So, that's just something to be aware.
They said he had it for 8 years. They said he had it for 8 years.
Since 2009.
Him and his wife have been divorced for 8 years.
And she don't have it.
Because when she got back, that's what she said. She like, I ain't doing nothing with you. You out there on the road burning and stuff. You got it bad.
With no limit.
He had it bad, all right.
He had it real bad.
But the sad thing is, he probably ain't the only one. He's just getting exposed for his. About to be an epidemic about to start it. Watch.
Wait,
I got it.
Okay. Who was the one he made the song with? Tell us. We got the same girl.
R. Kelly.
Oh, damn. Let me quit right now. Oh, let me stop.
Oh, we done already got up on him, so we done put it out there.
Pissing and burning. burning, man. Come on now.
Like me and Jazzy said, they've been talking to us through their music all the time.
Tell me.
Oh. Oh.
Let me get it. Let one and two.
R. Kelly didn't get to that. Oh, but they didn't have the same girl. They were twins. You seen the video, right?
They probably
right,
did.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I mean, but the same. R. Kelly and Usher were sharing the same girl then. R. Kelly might need to get checked, too.
Right.
Huh.
Everybody.
Everybody
I said it's about to become
closet.
An epidemic. Everybody.
Ooh, see, like, that's some serious shit when, okay, I mean, I know we all playing around, he not, but just put that shit in perspective just for a moment. Let that shit marinate in your mind. On the road for 8 years, all the contact between him and whoever, them whoever's and other stars, them stars and whoever's. Man.
Yeah, I done put this stuff in my head a million times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, damn.
You know what? You know
probably
what?
A whole
you know what? I'm going to keep it 100. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to the motherfucking doctor. I'm getting my dick encased in silver, and I'm going to put it on the mantle. I'm not using this motherfucker no more. It is dangerous out here. Oh, hell no. Oh, no. My balls for cowbells. No, I'm not. No, I'm retired. I'm done. It's just.
Eve, why you think I'm so stingy? Why do you think I'm so stingy? You don't got time for none of that. I done made it these good 34 years. I'm trying to go a couple. I want to go to the grave. And I got a long way to go. So that's why. That's why I clink, like Madea said, goddamn.
Right.
Trust y'all niggas. And then you got to think about, it's niggas out here undercover and fucking other niggas, and I don't got time for none of this shit. Niggas is suspect to me. I'm going to be all niggas crazy. Like, bro, I just seen a straight nigga give another straight head in the bathroom. I don't know.
I don't believe that. No, that can't be real. That cannot be real. I'll tell you why. Ain't no straight. Y'all might have thought he was straight. He might have been standing straight up. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he was not straight. I don't give a fuck what nobody tell y'all. No, ain't no straight man.
I will rephrase my comment. I will rephrase it just for you. A nigga was pretending to be straight to his homies in the rest of the world, but he was sucking another nigga dick in the bathroom, making sure wasn't nobody watching.
But somebody was watching.
Right.
Somebody was videoing. Fuck you.
Yeah, you.
Somebody was going through the bathroom stall, through the crack of the bathroom stall. Like, nigga, I see y'all motherfuckers.
Right. Let's kind of put that in perspective for a moment. I mean, to each their own. I mean, if that's what you choose to do, I mean, that's what you choose to do. That's not what I choose to do, but that's just me. You probably look at me the same way.
Right.
Get it? But, I mean, why lie? Why would you lie to somebody not like that and try? Yeah, you know what I mean? Be you. Just come out and be real. You give them the choice to stay there or to dip. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure somebody out there is going to accept you both how you are totally. But to trick somebody and then, because you know, let's keep it 100. Now, if that happened to you, a lady, would you put his ass on blast? In that moment,
put his ass on
blast.
You're
pissed off. Just think about it. Would you put his ass on blast?
I don't know. Everybody know you got hurt.
Blast.
You know
I'm gonna blow it up.
He need to be exposed. He need to be exposed if I let him live.
Yeah, I ain't letting him live, though. That's incredible. No, what'd she say?
Go ahead,
baby, what'd you say?
This is why I'm married. It's scary out in these streets. You just can't.
Oh, girl, okay.
You gonna pick up something.
Listen. I can't even say that. I cannot say that because I've been married too. And my husband was a fucking whore.
Oh.
That shit ain't either.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
This shit not.
She got a good dude, though.
Not guaranteed.
She got a good dude, though.
I'm just saying, that ain't cool. I'm putting you. Listen, before I die, cause see, if I get something, I'm going to jail. So before I go to jail, I have to let everyone know. Yes, I'm putting you on blast. This is why I'm going to jail, cause I murdered somebody.
Yeah.
I'm putting you on blast before I go to jail, and then I'm gonna have my girls. Make sure they got money in my books, because I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, but I'm not even going to jail because they not finna find no evidence. Who finna leave some evidence to go to jail? He left me. I don't know what happened. I think he left me for a nigga. I think they ran off together. The fuck you talking about?
Well, I think this would be a great time to say disclaimer. All the comments.
Disclaimer.
And some comments that you're hearing are those of the people speaking and may not necessarily be the views of MonsterUSRadio.com itself. So, at first I was kind of in disagreement with y'all. I'll be like, hell no, I ain't telling nobody. No, they just gonna pop a missing. but I ain't finna tell nobody. But me, knowing me and my attitude, I'll probably mess around and do something wrong and I get caught. So I'm finna put their ass on blast.
Yeah, you gotta have backup.
Just so when I get to prison.
Backup.
Hold on, just so when I get to prison, don't nobody wanna mess with me. You think? I'm just saying.
Whoa,
this insurance. but my luck, I'll fuck around and have a cellmate with some cat named Twan, and you come out, I got it too. Don't worry about it. See, that's that bullshit. that's that bullshit. Oh damn. But yeah, I wasn't even talking about like if you had caught something. I was just talking about like, ladies, if you had found out that your man was sleeping with another dude, would you put him on blast?
That's what I was talking about.
Well, I guess
you're
not
gonna be fucking another nigga and asking this shit to me. You know how nasty that is, nigga.
I've been there, done that.
But I'll chop your whole shit
off, bro. Jazzy.
That's why I had to get off Facebook. I let everybody know. And they were like, calm down, baby boo. No, I can't calm down. You know what he did.
Damn.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah, because you used to be on the book heavy. We all used to be on the book heavy. And it was like, where's she going?
Yeah, I used to be on the book. And then they started reading the book. I was like, let me get off this book because, man, I be getting in my feelings. DMs and stuff.
What you doing
behind the scenes. That's where it's at. Behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
You know what? I can't lie. I can't lie. Shit, if that was the case, I probably should delete my book, too. I mean, why do we really do that? Why do we really put our things on social media? I mean, I think I know why I do it. It sounds weird as hell. I'll say it now. I'll let you ladies go ahead, and if you want to interject and tell us why you may do it. I think I kind of do it when I did do it. I think it was kind of more of a, I don't know if it was like a, like almost like a, to put out there to kind of, I don't know, if it was like to slam at the person and maybe hope they'd see it, or to just like be in your emotions and just try to like discredit somebody in case they try to say something or, you know what I mean, little stupid stuff like that. Yeah, because, yeah, there was some times, yeah, I put some old relationship bullshit up on Facebook. As you could tell by the tone of my voice, like, ugh, I probably shouldn't have did that. I don't know who the hell I was trying to impress, but damn, I probably shouldn't have said that. I've been a victim of doing that, being in my emotions about something or something going on and go right to Facebook. Blah, blah, blah. Can you believe my mother? I don't know. I don't know if I was doing it to try to see if people would agree with me, you know, by the comments or the likes, whatever.
That's what makes it worse when people start commenting. Like, people start, and then you get in your feelings more when they don't agree with you. And so then you got to go in on them, too.
And well, see, damn, this is baby. Why... This is why I don't put my stuff on Facebook. Like, I've never put no one on blast. I've never, ever, like, because, first of all, it's not your business. And I don't want to come back because they always like to have, like, oh, a year ago you said this and we might be cool now. But, yeah, I don't put my stuff on blast. I don't use the book as, you know, therapy or anything. I just use it as, you know, let me just give y'all words of encouragement, different things like that. Now, you may see if I'm in a relationship or not because my little tone may change, but as far as blasting somebody and putting somebody out there, nah, I'd rather do it to your face.
Awkward. You're adult. You handle it like an adult. It is what it is. But me and Baby Boo, we get childish. It is what it is. Like you said, somebody coming the wrong thing, I'm going after your ass too. But people do agree with you, it's almost like they instigate. You get into it, they be like, "Oh, for real? I can't believe they did that." Yeah, me neither. That's that bullshit.
Right.
And they be like,
"That's what else he did." You know what else he did? And you know
right.
You know what he said? And you know where he was last night? And then he told me he was this. Oh, man, I've been there. I had to get rid of the whole book.
Right. Hey, I do have to say one thing that I... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jasmine. I'll say one thing I hate about what people do. Blasting on social media.
I put several people on blast, but I had to put my ex-husband's girlfriend on blast because I live in a totally different city, and bitch, I don't like you and you don't like me, so there's no reason for you to have my name in your mouth. So this is how I put her on blast. Okay, I tagged her in it and wrote a message. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about him. I don't give a fuck about y'all relationship. That's not really putting nobody on blast. I'm just letting you know what it is because I'm not in the city you in, so I can't pull up on you and tell you to your face. So I'm going to tag you in it so you can see it. So I can tell you if you got a problem, then I can come to where you at because you in the same city as my mama. Matter of fact, you live right around the corner, and there's no problem for me to pull up on you, and you know that if I was there, but I'm not. So this is how I'm going to do it. If you have any problems, my phone number is right here. You know where my mama lives. If you want my address in Georgia, I will give it to you, and you can pull up on me. that's how I putting people on blast. I don't put niggas on blast for being in my inbox trying to holler at me, and then I don't want you, so you want to cuss me out. No, nigga, you cussed the wrong motherfucker out. Because I'm finna screenshot all this shit, and then I'm finna put you on blast and tag your ass in it so you can see that you fucking with the wrong one.
And that seems to be an epidemic nowadays. I'm going to keep it 100. I see so many stuff. I seen this one with this dude. He was like, what was it? Okay, I guess the girl and her friends, they all rallied together and, like, put him on blast, like, straight up put him on blast. This post had, like, 100 shares, a whole gang of comments. And it was, like, I mean, it captured me like a Jerry Springer show. I'm dead serious. And it was, like, 19 pages long, and I read 20 pages. You did? And it went back and forth, like, okay, the dude was saying, could you guys stop blasting me, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, basically what it was is he came on to a young lady on Facebook, so on and so forth. He kept trying to come on to her, and she let him know, basically, you know, I'm not on here for that, da-da-da. We kept going, can I come see you, can I da-da-da. Then it got to the point where, so you're not going to respond, so you're just going to keep letting me look like I'm talking to myself. And it went on and on and on. It's like, then it got to the point, well, fuck you, you fat bitch, you ain't cute anyway, blah, 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 blah. So that's when they start blasting him. So now he's asking the other girl, can y'all stop? And he's like, well, you guys are hurting my feelings, and some of my friends are seeing it, my family's seeing it. It's got over 100 shares. People are talking about it. People are attacking me, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it got to the point, she was like, well, do you feel, I mean, shouldn't you apologize to her publicly? And he was like, he didn't want to apologize. It got to the point where, you know, basically she was saying, you're wrong. What you did was wrong. You should have never came at her like that. If she wasn't interested, you should have just kept it moving. And she never came on to you to ask you to even come on to her to give you the notion to that you should feel comfortable to even try to come at her that way. You know? So then it got to a point where he was like, fuck you. No, no, he got to the point where first he was like, well, what you doing? Can I come see you? And she's like, yeah, see, there you go, blah, blah, blah. And he got to the point where he's like, fuck you fat bitch. Both y'all fat bitches, blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, sorry, blah, blah, blah. See, this is why I got it. So, yeah, yeah, shit. That seems to be an epidemic nowadays.
Oh, I've been in one of those, too. And I think this was the back in the day me. You know what I'm saying? I think I grew up a little bit. You know, I still got to grow up. But, like, the back in the day, me, I was on the block. I was on the radio or what? It was some kind of talk show. And I said the wrong thing. And we got into it. And I might have said some words.
Mm-hmm. I heard about it. I know which one you're talking about. I'm not going to guess the show. But, yeah, I heard about it. So did.
And I made a comment. And because I got in the feelings over my, you know, baby dad, and it affected everybody. But then I was like, okay, see this, I got to leave this alone. I'm just going to leave it alone. But yes, I see how easily that gets started, though, because, and if you don't have control over your feelings, it does get blown up. And I think that's where originally it starts out at, is people don't have control of their feelings, and they serious about a certain situation, and then it just gets out of hand.
Right, right. Hey, that's another thing that's really tough today. I think, or did anybody else want to comment? Sorry, I'm just keeping it moving. And we all in the archive, but hey, this is getting good right now.
Mm-mm. I think we all, you know, done some crazy stuff, you know, back in the day, saying stuff that
mm-hmm.
you'd be like, dang, I hope that don't get back around. Dude, hey. But we all said some stuff, maybe not in a book, but on whatever, you know, social media that there was, through a text
mm-hmm.
or, you know, try to do it on the beeper you ask or, you know, something. We did something back in the day. That feeling was for real.
Yeah, like I did not at my age. I so didn't. And you know, that's what I was gonna say.
I almost said something about that show because Bootsy out of jail now, but I don't see that certain somebody. But I won't say nothing else.
Right. Okay, let's keep it going before we get back to Bootsy out of it. Damn, Steve, I'm fixing. It is what it is. I forgot where I was going to go. Something I was stressing since the beginning of the year, because, you know, it's one of the things I was trying to hype the whole year around, is about controlling your emotions. You dig? Some of us are just big-ass toddlers running around here. Every time something don't go your way, you flip the fuck out. Somebody say something to you funny. You want to fight. You want to crack somebody's head open. Can't figure out why you continue through the majority of your life. It's because sometimes we don't control our emotions.
Hey, BC.
Nick, let's keep it real. Here's one scenario, and I'll let you go.
Hold on.
Let this marinate. How many times have y'all pulled up behind somebody who didn't use that motherfucking right blinker or that left blinker till they got in the intersection and stopped? And you just cussed them the hell out as you went around on your horn.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Disclaimer. I have been in Atlanta. But I have an excuse.
What are you doing?
It's called Atlanta traffic.
Okay.
My excuse is Atlanta traffic.
Okay. Now, what was you saying, baby boo?
No, I said I had to roll down my window if I'm close enough. Especially these buses. Man, these buses think they on the road. I know y'all got the right of way, but y'all still not making smart moves. Like, you see me going, why you gonna try to, because you bigger than my car? I mean, what's up?
Right. They do be on that bullshit. And school bus drivers, if y'all don't slow down, I'm going to call somebody.
So, people just frustrate me driving, period. So I try to take the what I call the chaotic way home or the quiet way home. So I figure those out, like the parkway, quiet way home. Down pit, chaotic way home. So I try to... I'm trying to find those routes where I ain't, you know, stressing, and I gotta just like, what? Oh, woo, you know. So yeah, woo saw and have to call on Jesus. Jesus, take the wheel because I'm about to clown, you know.
Well,
come on and
sing, like
Jesus.
This. I've been around you driving before, and all I can say is, whether it's the easy way or the chaotic way, all I know is riding with you. It's ludicrous.
The lies you tell. The lies you tell right now.
But you know what?
Get out the way.
That's a man thing, because you sound just like my husband. Like, you cannot stop.
He's lying. I drive better than him. I drive better than you. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Let's just stop. Now, I can't drive a cart in the store. I will knock stuff over because I ain't used to push them because I don't push them. But my car, I can drive anywhere. A cart in the store, yeah, I'm hitting stuff. It's over. That's a fact.
You know what? Matter of fact, you know what? Let's leave the women and the car driving alone for a second.
Ooh.
Let me talk about something.
It's opposite.
Because
when the man gets to driving, y'all drive crazy too.
No. Only thing is different when we get behind the wheel, other than y'all driving crazy. Only thing y'all can say that is different about the man when he drives, we got to turn the bumps up. We don't care if the kids is in the back, let their chest be. We got to turn the bumps up. It is what it is. We don't drive crazy. We don't drive wild. We might speed a little bit. We got shit to do. But we got to let it bump. Now, y'all just crazy. Y'all cuss everybody out. Y'all even cuss out the light signal.
Jasmine,
I'm
going to tell you something. not true. That's
yes,
not
it
true.
Is.
But
yes, it
we
is.
Went, we
yeah,
went
I do.
Our time together, his was higher because he was a male. So that proves right there, men drivers is crazy.
Wait,
I hate
okay,
long
wait.
Life. I ain't no punk. I'd be like, this life better come on. Well, yeah. I'm impatient. I'm impatient just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a bit. I'm impatient. I don't drive crazy. I'm an impatient driver. I'm very cautious. But, man, let's go. What are you waiting for? Let's go.
Mm-mm. I ain't going for it.
Hey, I never got no ticket or got pulled over by the police, so I'm good. I'm good. And I'm 42.
They just couldn't catch you. They couldn't catch you.
Ooh.
I see
now.
I'm going to say this. Then I got to go. I got to eat. I got to get ready to go sleep for work tomorrow. But I'm going to say this. I want to vent about, I'll leave this with y'all. Let this marinate with y'all. I'm talking about coworkers. No, I'm not talking about them bogus-ass supervisors that act like they own this motherfucker. And if you don't go back to your cubicle and type something, I'm going to butt you to the white meat. I'm not talking about him. No. I'm talking about the people that go to work with you, like when you're DJ. And y'all got to change some things, and the music is just running. The crowd is listening. And you'd be like, okay, is there enough power surges over here? And then one of your co-partners just unplug all the music, just bonk. Turn all the music off, all the computers, just everything. Just pull the plug. Like, damn. Everybody else in the crew just looks at you like, for real? Did you just unplug everything in the middle of our game? Really? Really? That's unbelievable. Oops, my bad. Like, really? You just unplug the whole system in the middle of the event? Like, wow, like, we was looking for another plug, you dig? We weren't trying to unplug.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm petty. It is.
Yeah.
I told y'all I was going to bring this up on the radio, didn't I? You thought I was playing. That's
yeah.
what she did, y'all.
I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
I did it.
Yeah, that's what she did.
So ooh, and did. I laughed at the time I did it, and I...
so
I bet it got back on real fast. Got back on real fast, though. Real fast.
Uh-huh.
And I only unplugged. Yeah, I did. I unplugged everything. That was down. It was done. Hey.
But for real, though, like, we was like, okay, we got to switch some plugs and blah, blah, blah. Now I'm getting ready to say, okay, let's turn down the music. Dude, wait, what? And then we looked at her, she got the plug in her head. Like, for real? Like, we got to turn things down. We got to shut you out before you unplug. Like,
and the sad thing is, as soon as I unplugged the jar, I was like, ooh, I didn't turn it off, did I? I knew immediately
like
that I forgot to do something. And I was like, my bad, let me just go ahead and plug it back in. And hey, all you got to do is, hey, reboot it. That's all I'm saying. I knew what I did wrong. At least I didn't say, oh, what did I do? I was like, oh, dang. I didn't turn down the music, did I? I didn't turn it off. At least I knew what I did. It would be different if I was standing there in denial, like, what? Why are y'all looking at me crazy? I own mine. When I do something wrong, I own it. I did it wrong. I was like, my bad. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it all plugged in and the music was working. Hey, we had enough plugs. So what? Boom, let's go. Solution.
So, yeah.
It's all good.
Mental note, keep Miss Unbelievable away from the surge detective. Just keep her away. Keep her with a mic hosting and let her host. Don't you bring your ass back here by the CJ stage again. Get your ass up there. Host.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. Do your part. Do your
I'm
part.
I'm just saying.
You do that.
That ain't even right. But okay.
All right. So,
Monstrous Radio, USA.
Live radio, only on live radio. So, matter of fact, I know we're on Comic Cafe. It is what it is. But, hey, still got other stuff going on. So, hey, Baby Boo, let us know about some of these events that we got going on.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Let's start with this weekend. We got Flo, the art crawl on North Broadway. Come out. It's a family event. It's from Broadway to Plymouth and back again. And Nima's going to be at the Capri. I'm going to be around Urban Homeworks off Broadway. Next weekend on the 6th, we have a live band at the Red Sea. Rob G and the EQ Players, and of course our DJ on the ones and two, Iman Sa. And August 20th, we have coming another hip hop show. We're gonna be doing some feature artists. They're gonna bring their supporters out, and we're gonna make an announcement that night. Hopefully, some more exciting stuff coming up in September.
Yeah, that's what's up. Let's see. Also, I guess here's another event. Silent Flows is involved in. It looks like it's August 31st. Let's see. Where is this at? The Onyx Lounge, 1616 Winsboro Road, Monroe. Is that Louisiana? Okay, that's what's up. So it looks like Trigger Man, FNAX is going to be there too. Called Fresh Night Out. Okay. So that's what's going on. I don't know if y'all can tell, but I'm over here winding down, getting tired. Ooh, it's been a long day. I don't know what else to tell you. Hey, hit me up, monsterusradio.com. You can hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. All you got to do is put in DJ Imanse. If you're on Facebook, definitely connect with me on my DJ Monster page, but you got to put in chat, OGD, and then lowercase J, E-Monster, and you'll find my page. So all right, y'all, if y'all want to keep going, go ahead, do what y'all do, but I got to get out of here. I'm glad I got some of that stuff off my chest. Woo-shine. I can go in here and get me something to eat and sleep in peace, because, man, ain't nothing like trying to go to bed mad. You ain't supposed to go to bed mad, y'all. You ain't. You'll wake up petty as hell. And that ain't my story. I'm just saying. So, all right, y'all. I'm up out of here. So, all right, I'm going to check the archives in the morning and see if y'all start talking about me. It is what it is. We going to see what goes down tomorrow. It is what it is. Don't get crying now. Yeah, when I leave, y'all be talking again, right? It's like we're waiting for you to hang up, fool.
Bye. Have a good night.
See you later.
Sleep well. All right. Peace.
All right, so.
Be out. All
right.
Hang it up.
Yeah.
Bye.
Miss Unbelievable, you guys. Y'all wait like it's gone for real.
Shout out to just everything that's going on. Shout out to my family, my loved ones, and all those out there just getting ready for school. It's about to start. All the little things that's going on for the fundraisers and all that for the city. And just chase your dreams. Don't let them chase you. You chase them. I'm out.
Baby Boo, you got some shout outs?
Yeah, I just want to shout out my team, Silent Flows, E-Monster, for riding with all my events that I'm doing, from fundraising to family festivals to club shows, live band shows. He is always doing his thing on the ones and twos, so come out and support. Check out his Instagram, his Facebook. He's always has his flyers up of where we'll be located and what we're doing. We got some big things coming up in September. Can't announce it yet, but when it's official, we're going to be on and popping.
All right. Gadget B, what you got for
us? My shout out is, shout out to everybody riding with me and my team, and fuck everybody who ain't. That's my shout out. And we're finna go out on this
E40 can't fuck with me.
Y'all can't fuck with me. Paint around my neck, same color as pee. In the bay, they call it wet, like the ocean in the sea. I'm throwing up my set, and I'm yelling out the V. Vallejo, California, y'all play a pop with like armor roll. Paper long like a conference call. Ducking and dodging Johnny Love. On the wall like Chris Paul, but I'm not in the NBA. My DBA is selling alcohol, music, and real estate. This brother here that came a long way, Charlie Hustle in my DNA.
DNA.
Same hustle, different product, different plenay.
Different plenay.
ODB, DJ, Ski, B-O-B, and E-Falling. November 15th, teen, shit, the same birthday. Scorpio, my astrology, like the homie Lil Boosie. Real ones, lovers, fake ones, haters, wanna smoke me like a Lucy. Wanna pluck me like a guitar, it's not a movie. The same Pixar, I got a Uzi. For any sucker, wanna shoot me. They can't fuck with me.
They can't fuck with me, man.
They can't fuck with me.
My criminal lawyer is Dan Russo.
My entertainment lawyer is Bob Lieberman.
The bail bounce that I choose is Ann Hill.
Just in case it's us, we'll go to jail.
I'm a sad bail when it comes to these coins. Mac game, like Donald Boyne. Crack game, seen it and lived it, been in it, done it. Rap game, really and truly is all I want.
My car might get to popping the really.
Zero to 60.
The manifold open.
She saw my nigga bitch hella pretty.
Hold it.
Can't be sick.
Sick to soak it. They can't fuck with me.
They can't fuck with me, man.
They can't fuck with me.
I make you raise your eyebrows. Fuck the radio on PPM, we got Pandora now. Spotify and Sirius Satellite. For the PDs that act like ass wipes. I'm having my money taller than giraffe neck. Pepper it up like, what?
like a check.
One of my favorite pistols is a Springfield.
What you better do?
Better duck, but you get wet.
I got diamonds around my trapezium and my deltoid.
When it's a prime, I let my big noise drive my tenoid. Fucking around in the rubble with a soup pot. Extra, extra. Bring back double.
My life is important and it ain't never been boring. We don't believe in no yarning. We up all night to the morning.
She attracted, she like me. She say I'm saucy and icy. She know I'm active and mighty. Want me to smash it in Pisces.
They can't fuck with me.
They can't fuck with me, man.
They can't fuck with me.